Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 30th, 2023. I'm Rich Strappolino. YouTube began running a small experiment globally that shows a warning to users using ad blockers. The warnings tell users that the video player will be blocked after three videos. It further advises users to add YouTube to the ad blocker's allow list or subscribe to YouTube Premium. The Verge's Alex Heath sources say Meta will test a new ad type with a small number of Android developers that will let users in the EU directly download an app through an ad. Meta doesn't plan to take a cut of in-app revenue in this pilot stage. The EU's Digital Markets Act goes into effect next spring, requiring Apple and Google to open up their mobile platforms to alternative app download methods. The Karnataka High Court in Bengaluru, India, dismissed a lawsuit brought by Twitter, which sought to challenge provisions in India's IT rules that required to take down tweets and accounts requested by the government. Twitter argued the law arbitrarily and disproportionately abuses power in that takedowns related to political content. In the ruling, the judge noted Twitter did not provide reasons for its delayed compliance to the IT laws and fined the company 5 million Indian rupees. ByteDance released a closed beta for a new app called Ripple in the US. The app creates songs based on a hummed melody, with users able to choose from various genres. The output matches the length of the hummed sample and doesn't generate lyrics. Snapchat told Axios its subscription service, Snapchat Plus, has reached 4 million paid subscribers in its first year. Snapchat says it plans to roll out new features to Snapchat Plus subscribers in the coming weeks, like customized chat messages. A lawyer for the Canada Competition Bureau said the agency informed Microsoft and Activision Blizzard it disapproved of their proposed merger in early May, saying the deal is likely to result in a substantial prevention and/or lessening of competition with respect to gaming consoles and multi-game subscription services. This came after Microsoft released a memo saying the deal was approved by every single worldwide regulator outside the U.S. Federal Trade Commission and the U.K.'s Competition and Markets Authority. The chip-making giant TSMC confirmed it experienced a data breach after the LockBit ransomware organization listed the company on its leak site. TSMC said a cybersecurity incident at a hardware supplier, KinMax Technology, led to the data leak. LockBit said it will leak TSMC passwords, logins, and network points of entry if not paid a $70 million ransom. A threat group claimed credit for a cyber attack against the Russian satellite communications provider Dozor Teleport. An analyst at the network monitoring company Kentik confirmed that the provider remains disconnected from the internet and unreachable starting June 28th. The group claims an affiliation with the mercenary Wagner Group, but analysts speaking to The Record expressed skepticism at this claim. Kotaku acquired an internal email sent to Niantic employees that the company is closing its Los Angeles studio in a move to slow in-house game development. This includes laying off 230 employees, pumping the brakes on NBA All-World, and canceling its upcoming Marvel World of Heroes. Niantic founder John Hankey says this is in response to the studio's expenses growing faster than its revenue. WhatsApp announced it will roll out a new chat transfer feature, letting users quickly transfer messages and attachments between phones without using cloud backups. The feature works on devices running the same operating system. Users can scan a QR code to initiate the fully encrypted transfer. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority said it will refer Adobe's proposed acquisition of the popular designer platform Figma to a deeper Phase 2 investigation, unless Adobe makes concessions to address competition concerns. The regulator gave Adobe 5 business days to submit proposals. The UK government added amendments to its online safety bill to require sites serving pornographic content to set a higher standard for age verification to ensure children do not have access. The added amendments would also hold executives at tech platforms personally liable for keeping children safe on their sites, with penalties including jail time. The bill also now includes measures to allow regulators to obtain a child's social media history at the request of a coroner to determine if online activity played a role in a death. The bill is still in Parliament's upper house of Lords and likely months away from being passed. And finally, the Netherlands published new export controls on chipmaking equipment. As of September 1st, the new controls require a license to ship advanced tools to China, including machines for deep ultraviolet lithography. These rules will mostly apply to the Dutch chipmaking equipment giant, ASML. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.